We now return to the office of Orville Squamish of the Chicago Green Sox in the 1930s, now in progress.
Midge! Do I or do I not still pay you to be my gal Friday?
Technically, yes, but the amount you give me wouldn't pay to keep a cat in diapers.
I'm going to ignore that, mainly because I don't know what it means. Why wasn't I informed that our new player is here to see me?
Lundberg? Orf, he's been standing out in the lobby since you came in this morning. You walked right past him.
I did? Peppet Pumpernickel, I thought he was a gigantic hat rack.
Aw, sauerkraut! These boys are getting bigger and dumber every day!
Can it, Pipsqueak? Just because I made you a coach doesn't mean I like you any more than I did before.
Orf, you gotta let the boy in. He's drooling and it's staining the carpet.
All right. Keep your skirt on. Unless you want to show off those beautiful gams of yours.
In your dreams, Valentino.
Then go on.
Aw, toenails! What's that awful smell?
Holy raspberry hornswoggle, that smells worse than the dugout during Pickled Fish Week. Lundberg, is that you?
Yeah, hello there, Mr. Squamish. I've been getting hungry, so I ate through all my Lutfenusel.
Well, for Pete's sake, stop eating. You're already the size of a barn and smell twice as bad. How's it been going at practice?
Oh, I've been making the tiny ball go very, very far outside the ballpark.
Swell. It would be even better if you weren't the pitcher. Well, we better get you up to speed if I'm going to make back any of the $200 I spent on your 5-year contract. Tell me, kid, what special pitches do you have in your repertoire?
Repertoire? Is that like a duffel bag? I got no fancy pitches. Mr. Jerry has been trying to teach them to me.
Liverwurst! This kid's so stupid he can't even learn to fry Jesus knuckleball!
I suppose the two-fingered hooker is beyond him, then. Look, kid, what pitches do you know? The smoked salmon?
Who's?
How about the three-fingered Monte Carlo?
What's the...
Finnegan's Wake Up? The old Pop and Whistle? Plato's Hand Grenade?
Hey!
Marinus Trench Mouth?
Ow!
Dolly Madison's Stained Underwear, maybe?
Is that my mom?
How about Enrico Caruso's Left Testicle?
Hey, watch your mouth there.
For Pete's sake, how about a simple moist clam?
Motor oil! I'm telling you, boss, this kid's too dumb to teach!
I wonder... Hey, you hand me that Louisville slugger.
Staph infection. Don't even bother. The kid can't hit the barn side of a broad. We already tried that.
Simmer down, Pipsqueak. Lundberg, take your hat off.
Yeah, sure there, Mr. Squamish. Where you want I should put it?
Just hold it. I don't want it damaged when I crease your noggin.
Ugh. Bone spurs! You made me wet my best trousers, and now I'm going to be an accessory to murder. Of all the rotten luck.
Can it, goofball. The kid's as fine as he's always been.
You want I should still be holding my hat, Mr. Squamish?
Nah, you did good, kid. Put it back on.
Chief, what's going on? I heard a sound like someone slamming right into a solid block of wood.
Everything's all right, midgeridoo. In fact, better than all right. Ladies and gentlemen, meet our new designated hitter.
Aw, piss flaps! We already know he can't hit!
Yeah, but he can get hit. All he needs to do is lean into the strike zone and take one for the team, and boom! Instant walk.
Off. I'd say that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But you never listen to anything I have to say, so... Great work, Chief.
Glad you like it, Midge. Say, how about we lock the door and put the ass back in harassment?
Get bent, Casanova. I could swing a bat just as good as the next gal. Hey, Lundberg, roll him over so I could get the keys to the liquor cabinet. It's 10 a.m. already and I'm late for my first cocktail. You boys care to join me?
Fuck yeah!
Yeah! All right, let's do it! Suck it!
Come on, everyone, let's go join the fun in Mr. Wiggly's moist and happy friendship garden. It's not far to go. We'll enjoy the show in Mr. Wiggly's moist and happy friendship garden. Come on and come on, we'll grab you by the balls in Mr. Wiggly's moist and happy friendship.
Here at Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, we know how to take a damn hint. And you, as a society, have hinted that you want more superheroes! Well, you're in luck, America, because we've got your superheroes right here. Say hello to the Justice Squad of Revengenators!
All right, settle down. It's time to call this meeting of the Justice Squad of Revengenators to order. Dr. Dog, can you read the minutes of the last meeting?
No, Captain Kronos, he cannot. He is a dog.
Right. Forgot that again. Let the record show that Dr. Dog passed on the reading of the minutes and that he is a good boy. You're welcome. Fishbat, let's skip the minutes and go straight to the reason why we're here.
Right, CC. Squad, we're facing a dire threat to the safety of Metro City.
Hey, aren't you going to introduce us to the newest member of the team?
Sorry, Interrupter, you're right. Squad, this...
It's the Flaming Dragon, the newest member of the team.
Hey, guys.
Oh, cool name.
And look at your neat t-shirt. It looks almost like a real dragon.
Indeed. I dare say that art looks good enough to be on the side of a van. Squad, let's introduce ourselves. I am Captain Kronos, the leader of the team. When I activate my chronometer, I can travel into the future at the rate of 1 second per second.
Fascinating.
Yes, well, it did come in handy when we fought Get Off My Lawn Man and his MAGA syndicate. And it sounds like you
the
met...
The Interrupter, hi.
Yeah, I think you understand her superpower. And this is Fishbat.
Glug, glug, screech!
That's his battle cry, such as it is.
I swim.
And smell.
Like a fish. And I look like a bat, including the mucus-covered skin flaps that most people identify as wings.
So you can breathe underwater?
No. I mean, technically I'm a mammal, but aquatic mammal bat doesn't really flow now, does it?
So what's your superpower, Flaming Dragon? Can you fly?
Or breathe fire?
Or can you turn into...
A real dragon?
Well... Not exactly. My breath gets kind of hot when I've had a few drinks, and I can eat 2 whole bags of flaming Cheetos without stopping. That's about it, really.
Well, that might not be the most impressive power set, but oddly enough, you would have been of great help when we fought the Snackmaster. And frankly, it's not...
The worst we've had on this team.
Yeah.
Plus, super awesome Flaming Dragon t-shirt.
Oh, yes.
Good point. Yeah. Well, I think those powers are pretty cool.
Thanks. What's your name?
Susan.
Just Susan?
Oh, I'm just an intern. I haven't earned my superhero name yet.
I see. What are your superpowers?
Well, let's see. I can fly, I have super strength, invisibility, super speed, the ability to warp time and space. I can talk to all creatures, living or dead. I can repair the souls of the broken and bring everlasting enlightenment to all who will accept. Oh, and I can touch my tongue to my nose.
Interesting. You mean you can touch your nose without holding your tongue up with your fingers?
Yeah.
Damn, looks like I joined the right league.
Right, Dr. Dog, it's an alert.
Glug, glug, scree!
By the tiny tinted tips of Tempuron, it's just like I was very mildly concerned about. The Evil Person Society of Poopy Heads has escaped from Metro City Prison by cunningly paying a small fine to the city clerk's office. Justice Squatters Revengenate!
My first battle! What happens next?
Well, first, we need some inspiring superhero music.
Then... If this weren't an audio-only podcast, there would be an amazing visual effects
but
montage.
In this case, we have much less expensive sound effects of us powering up.
And finally, I will snap my fingers and warp the evildoers into our holding cells.
Okay, what the fuck, dude?
Great job, squad. Once again, quick thinking and teamwork saves the day.
Glug, glug, squeak!
Oh. Seriously, we already paid the jaywalking fine. We got a receipt.
Well done, comrades. So, Flaming Dragon, you like heat? Does that sate your craving for hot hero-on-villain action?
That absolutely does not mean what you think it does, Captain. But you bet.
Well then, welcome, my friend, to the Justice Squad of Revengenators. Well, time for lunch. By the way, new guy takes the trash down to the curb.
Yeah,
hey, come on, guys. Guys! Yo, superheroes, let us out! Yeah, I gotta pee.
It's so great to finally have the library to ourselves. This midterm is worth 20% of our grade.
Hell yeah. But, babe, Before we crack open our books, how about you and me find a quiet spot to matriculate?
Sophie, what if somebody sees us?
Who cares? Let them watch.
You know, your college years can be the most important time in a young man's life to be able to perform sexually. Hi, I'm snowboarder and three-time gold medalist Sean White. For years, young adults have struggled to get a physician's authorization to obtain prescription male enhancement solutions such as Levitra. That's why the good people at GlaxoSmithKline have been working to develop an erectile enhancement pill specifically intended for recreational use. Introducing new Levitra Extreme.
Wow, thanks professional snowboarder Sean White. Levitra Extreme sounds sick. So, like, how does it work?
Hi, I'm a doctor. Levitra Extreme is legit. Of course, we just call it TREAM for short. It kicks in super fast because it's got this quick-release formula. You can take it orally, or you can use your car keys to crush it up into a fine powder, line it up into a fat rail, and take that shit straight to the fucking dome. It hits you in about 10 seconds, so be sure you're ready to rock before you toot. Have some extra bumps ready, because this shit wears off in about 15 minutes or so. I almost forgot. You can mix Treme with just about any other party drug, including weed, Xanny, or Vyvanse. But whatever you do, do not mix Treme with alcohol. I mean, seriously, the two metabolize in the liver into something called cocoethylene. It's caused fatal strokes and heart attacks in clinical trials. I cannot stress this enough. Do not mix with booze. So, hit your doctor up for Treme today.
Oh, I'm gonna stroke all right. Hey, Sean, I've been thinking. I don't really have a problem in the boner department. Can I just have sex naturally?
I don't know, bro, can you? Look, legally I have to say yes. You can technically have sex without Levitra Extreme. You'll get hard, but only Levitra Extreme can get you extremely hard. And if you're extremely hard, you'll have a chance to compete in this year's Nolympic Games.
Nolympic Games? What is it, like a boner competition?
The Nolympic Games is a secret, sponsored competition that can pop up anywhere in the United States, anytime. Follow Levitra Extreme on Instagram. 1 hour before comp, Levitra Extreme users will get a direct message giving them GPS coordinates and an athlete ID number. You have 2 hours to reach the coordinates. Once there, get ready to be broadcast live on ESPN2 for a chance to win $1 million. That's why it's so important to always keep a full bottle of Levitra Extreme nearby. You never know when or where the games will be. Sponsored by GlaxoSmithKline and Anheuser-Busch.
What is the actual competition?
Nolympic athletes will compete in three events. Balsa wood splitting, skeet shooting, and our world-famous ping pong ball home run derby. Ask your doctor if Levitra Extreme is right for you. Levitra Extreme. Don't get hard. Get extremely hard.
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden is happy to present the warlord of the Groxulanian Empire, Zagron the Conqueror.
Felicitations, human scum!
As he answers your questions about life and love in a segment we call Ask Zagron.
Or else. Greetings, worms, and welcome to the time where I shall address your insignificant problems and provide a well-reasoned, thoughtful, mandatory solution for all. We now begin. Engineer, put the first caller on.
Hi, Zagron. Mike from Oakland here. I'm recently divorced and looking for a companionship, but have been out of the dating scene for a number of years. My friends have recommended several dating apps, but they all seem to be geared towards younger single people rather than someone with more experience. What do you recommend? Please help. Pornhub isn't doing it for me anymore.
Gah! What is it with Terrans and their ejaculatory fluids? If it is a static release and a rush of endorphins you are looking for, there is nothing quite like the feeling of utterly obliterating a battlefield full of enemy insectoid marauders and bathing in their entrails. Satisfy your bloodlust while simultaneously experiencing the hot, fetid moistness you so obviously desire. And at the same time, rid yourself of any egg-laying venomous pests that may be plaguing you. It's a win-win. Of course, if you do not have a Groxulanian armada at your disposal, you may have to settle for a lesser empire such as Andromedan or Kardashian, but those should suffice as well. Next question.
Hi, Zagron. I'm a young professional executive with a new MBA. I'm looking for the right company to start my career with. Can you give me any recommendations? I want a high five-figure salary to begin with a pathway to six figures within 5 years. Healthcare, a company car, a fertile ground to work out my parental issues and lay waste to the careers of other promising MBAs, and easy access to public transit.
It is a shame that I still do not command the armies of my home planet, as it sounds like you would fit in well with my elite cadre of masochistic lieutenants. No matter, it is always possible to inflict pain and chaos, no matter how humble the battlefield. As my dear father would always tell me before I decapitated him, there are no small abattoirs, only small butchers. That said, I suggest you hone your skills in a small, family-run charnel house before moving into a more challenging setting. After all, you must become comfortable with lies, deception, and death on a small scale before you can hope to step up to an unholy realm like a law firm or the U.S. Congress. Good luck!
Hi, Zagron. Pepe from Stockholm here. How would I go about baseboard trim so I could wrap around a corner? And what is the passcode of the Graxalanian Defense Network?
For your first question, Pepe, I would suggest acquiring an inexpensive miter box so that you may make the appropriately angled cuts in your trim. Make sure to measure the exact angle so that your joins will be seamless and can be painted over. As for your second, the code is Alpha Gamma 37 Epsilon. Wait a minute. That is not a question from a lovelorn earther. You must be an Andromedan spy.
You caught me this time, Graxalanian. But you can't keep your guard up forever. Soon, I will have your secrets, and the Andromedan Empire will reign supreme. Oh, and thanks for the tip on the miter box. Would Home Depot have that?
Yes. Oddly, it's in the paint aisle.
I hate that. So counterintuitive, you know. Oh, well. Anyway.
Curse you, Andromedan scum. May you burn in the bowels of the underworld. Anywho, our allotted airtime has expired. Join us again next time on...
Ask Zagron!
Or else...
Hi everybody, and welcome back to Jack's Home Repair, with your host, Jack Snart. As always, we're going to be talking to some everyday people about some everyday problems which you yourself might have encountered. And we're going to get some advice from them to see what they have to say. So anyway, let's talk to our first guest. Guest, would you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Alex. I host a talk show and really excited to be here and solve some around-the-house problems.
That is fantastic, Alex. I really enjoy that enthusiasm.
Thank you. I'm not afraid to express my masculinity.
Well, that's great. Thank you for sharing. Anyway, let's move on to our topic, which is about raccoon and other kinds of vermin, which you might find on the grounds of your house. Do you have any kind of recommendations about how you might address that kind of thing?
Absolutely, folks. Raccoons make me physically ill, okay? They feel like they have the right to come into your property when you are a sovereign citizen in the United States of America as if 1776 never even happened. Excuse me. I get really passionate about home repair and keeping your house safe from raccoons. And so my advice is what you need to do is get in touch with your local Illuminati representatives and have these lizard people take care of the raccoons, because everybody knows lizards eat raccoons.
Okay. That's really a very unique way of dealing with... You mentioned something about lizard people?
Is it okay if I'm shirtless right now?
I'd rather you weren't, but...
It's really hot in here. I'm taking some male enhancement medication right now. It raises my blood pressure and makes me boil.
Well, the thermometer says it's actually 62 degrees, but what's this again about the Illuminati?
The Illuminati has infiltrated our homesteads in the form of these quadruped, nocturnal, animals who call themselves raccoons. But if you look at the documents, I have them on video as being illegal agents from the United States government.
Wow. That's really unhelpful advice, Alex. Thanks. So to sum up, listeners, whereas I might recommend something like a chemical trap or calling animal control for a raccoon infestation, my guest today, Alex, recommends that you avoid the government and the Illuminati and take male performance enhancing drugs. I think I got that right. So thank you very much. This has been Jack's Home Repair. I'm Jack Snart. And oh God, Alex, please put the pants back on.
Because of the damage that the evil villain King Claw has brought to our fair city, I, Mayor Stevens, have doubled down on registering new superheroes. And today, alongside the great Captain Invincible, we want to present to you our newest crime fighter.
Hey, newbie, why don't you introduce yourself to the people of the city? I'm sure they have a lot of questions for you.
Well, I was born here, and I can't wait to get out there to stand my ground and stop these bad guys in their tracks.
Hi, I'm Tammy Brown with the Daily Paper. I have to say, you don't look like your standard superhero. Captain Invincible is wearing tights, and you're wearing cargo shorts and a t-shirt.
Well, this is my first time, so I wasn't sure if there was a dress code.
If I could butt in here for a second. Hi, Captain Invincible. If this young hero wants to be comfortable while fighting crime, who are we to tell him no? It's function over fashion, so shorts are perfectly fine.
Good answer, but I still do love me some tights.
Thanks for bailing me out.
Anytime, partner. So, why don't you show them what you can do?
Sure thing.
Oh my God, is that a gun?
Yeah. What's wrong?
Whoa, yeah. We're not really gun people.
It's function over fashion. I shoot. Bad guy's dead. We win and get shawarma.
But we want to stop King Claw, not kill him. That's murder.
Oh, well, you seem like someone who is all about efficiency, but around here, teamwork is faster and stronger than any bullet.
My catchphrase is shoot first, ask questions never.
So you had time to think of a catchphrase, but you didn't bother to buy sexy tights?
Hey, a good guy with a Glock G29 doesn't need sexy tights. Plus, it makes my hips look massive.
Rookie, go ahead and tell them your crime-fighting name.
You can call me Nice.
Your name is clearly misleading.
Now, we don't judge here. But I'm sorry, Knives, we don't need you today.
That sucks! And I never even got to test out my new gun!
Don't take it personally. Just come up with a new gun-free look and a catchphrase.
And tights. Don't forget the tights.
Really? Why don't I just take my act and go join the villains?
Good luck with their labor union. It's better hours in healthcare, but the pay is criminally low.
Because crime doesn't pay.
Fine. I guess you convinced me, Captain Invincible. I'll try to come up with a new look.
You'll thank us later.
I concur. Now, folks, we've all learned an important lesson today. That we need to...
Oh my God, you shot Captain Invincible?
He's invincible to hate, not bullets.
Whoa, his name is misleading.
I need a Superman to rescue me, to pick me up from down upon my knees. Someone to show me what is right from wrong, so I don't have to sing the same old song. I want to join the fighting fight so well. I want to find the crooks and give them hell. I want to get me a decoder ringing, and then we'll see just what tomorrow brings. Hey, Captain America. Get me a new Colin Kane. rescue me, to pick me up from down upon my knees. Someone to show me what is right from wrong, so I don't have to sing the same old song. Hey,
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden was written and performed by Diana Marie Solarski, Garrett Olson, Isaiah Heaton, Keith Hernandez, Mike Olifarovich, Patrick Newsom, Preston O'Phil, Roland Petruni, Taylor Koch, and Alan Morgan. Music by Alan Morgan, featuring John Wall, Steve Cantor, and Dave Waterbury. Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden is a production of Memoriam Development.
WGLY.
His name is misleading.
Welcome to Ghostly.
Pat, what are you doing?
What? I want people to know that we're a podcast that takes a deep dive into some of the scariest ghost stories.
But we don't do the creepy voices or weird sound effects. We debate the ghost stories. And aren't you supposed to be the skeptic?
I am, but they'll find that out once they listen.
Look, all you have to do is tell them to listen to Ghostly, and that our listeners get to decide which stories are real.
And which stories are just old folklore.
Exactly.
Download Ghostly wherever you find great podcasts.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, hey there, Count Panic. I got a question for you.
What's that, Bob?
What do you know about Mothman, the Loch Ness Monster, ghosts, demons, and things that go bump in the night?
Not much, Bob.
Well, lucky for you, we host a podcast called Bob After Dark, where we talk about legends, lore, and the supernatural.
Wow, where can I find this podcast?
Wherever you find your great podcasts at.
Hey, true believers and new believers, this is Dr. David Hickney. I am a PhD in cryptozoology from MIT, and I'm the host of Freak of the Week. What's Freak of the Week? It's a podcast where people can call in to talk about all the crazy creatures and phenomena that are out there. Join me, my co-host, Dr. Elizabeth Marin, who may or may not be my sister. Spoiler, she is my sister, as we discuss such amazing topics like the ghost of Dave Coulier, the lost city of Miami, aliens, feline warriors, and much, much more. Freak of the Week comes out every week, hence the name, on Fridays. See you then.